scammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area help wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Fly. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. No one's reported hurt in missile strikes on bases in Iraq launched from Iran, revenge for a U.S. drone strike that killed the top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani last week.
Iran's foreign minister said those two Iraqi bases were chosen because that's where U.S. Special Operations Forces were based, who carried out the strike against Soleimani. President Trump tweeted overnight, quote, all is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damage is taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. And the president is expected to make a statement later on this morning.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. In Iran's capital, Tehran, 176 people are reported killed in a Ukrainian passenger plane crash hours after those missile strikes.
Iran very quick to say it was a technical failure. And they said, sadly, there were no survivors. But whether that is just a tragic accident, we don't know. But certainly that is what they are saying at the moment.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up!
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day.
We ain't one at a time in here.
They broadcast me out on the radio.
We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it!
The hell's going on in this radio station this morning, man?
What just happened?
I just set up the whole hour and somebody must have reset our program log because it's all gone.
It all went away?
Now, that's a first world problem. Let's be real here.
What can I tell you?
I'm in a testy mood today.
What can I say to make it anything better?
Tell me how great Saturday's going to be. Let's get to the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
It's freezing out there this morning, literally. We're at 30 in Montgomery. Sunshine, warmer today. Enjoy this nice weather. And, you know, it's going to go away. Light wind. Yesterday, the wind was really blowing around. Blowing out some hats off, folks. 64 is your high today. Mostly clear. Chilly tonight, down to 36 tomorrow. High temperature in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds. Friday, scattered showers as a warm front moves northward from the coast. Possible thunderstorm. Low 70s. Then mid-70s on Saturday is fuel for the fire. We are in an enhanced severe weather risk. So on a 5 scale, that's level 3. That's a big deal. Normally in the winter, you might see a level 1 threat, maybe a level 2 threat. This is higher. So the threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds over 70 miles per hour and tornadoes are possible. Could be a significant severe weather event day. We're continuing to watch it, and we have time to plan. It starts in the morning, especially in West Alabama. It goes through the afternoon and out of the state by evening. If you live in a manufactured home, think about where you might go to get away during a tornado watch. Right now, this morning, with southwest winds at 5 miles per hour, makes that 30-degree temperature seem colder. Prattville, 28, now at 610.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, everybody, listen up.
Up and at 'em.
It's Wednesday.
It's a brand new day.
Let's have a great day, everybody.
Someone woke up on the rosy side of the bed.
Wrong.
Not the morning personality. Well, never you mind. I am.
Well, in that case,
entertain me.
No
Okay, if you say so.
It's showtime.
I think Saturday I may grab my golf clubs and go storm chasing. See if I can find some lightning. Just get it over with quickly.
Or maybe get a firearm and shoot at the storm.
Hey, there's an idea. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, by the way. I'm going to
shoot at storms?
Well, I'm going to learn how to use my pistol. Maybe I can bring down a big bad thunderstorm or something. I'm going to post this on Facebook, but our friends at Lewis Lawn, this show has always been a big job creation machine. I need some counter help. So if you know somebody who's looking for a good gig, working for great people, 244-9191 is the number to call a little bit later, or stop by and fill out an application at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Get your local news. The William Tell Wake Up is ahead, and our most electrifying story of the day. And it's yet another one that comes from Hollywood about two people I didn't know hated each other, both pretty famous.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, so we'll have that for you coming up. 6 o'clock.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery City Council voted last night to form a committee to study the implementation of a 1% occupational tax. City leaders say that money would help fund the public safety department and other city projects. The committee will report its findings on February 4th. A Millbrook woman has been charged with 21 counts of theft. 45-year-old Jennifer Rawls is accused of entering a Millbrook business several times between last November and December and failing to scan items before walking out of the store. And Governor Kay Ivey has appointed former Alabama State University professor Dr. Tommy Stewart to the State Board of Education. Dr. Stewart has been appointed to the District 5 seat left vacant by the passing of Ella Bell. She died in November of last year. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:14.
the store made famous by women who don't shave their armpits and older ladies who want to fancy up their post-divorce one-bedroom apartments is shutting down half of its stores and passing on the savings to you. Save on Pier 1 classics like overpriced, poorly made end tables from Bali, pretentious Buddha bookends. Pier 1's large collection of smelly candles are priced to move, and rattan, rattan, and more rattan, all on sale. You can even save on one of those bowl chairs, you know, with a big round cushion and the wicker frame that nobody actually really buys, but you're at the store and you sit in it because it looks comfortable, but it's actually not all that comfortable. Well, they're on sale too. It's Pier 1's kind of going out of business sale. Pier 1, the poor man's Pottery Barn.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We're going back to Hollywood for the second time for our most electrifying story this week. Of course, the Ricky Gervais thing was Monday's deal. Oh, and by the way, yesterday on Facebook, I don't know if you saw it, but the hottest meme on the intranets was the Tom Hanks reaction to Ricky Gervais. See that face?
Uh-huh. I went and watched the show yesterday, and I saw a lot of grimaces like that.
Yeah, 245 reactions and 45 shares. So that was a hit yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But Tom Hanks, we're talking about him this morning for a totally different reason. I'd never heard this story before. But apparently, he and Henry Winkler have hated each other.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Yeah. When Hanks got his Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globules, the camera panned quickly to Henry Winkler. Here's the reason why. They've hated each other for 30 years, and all because of a dopey movie called Turner and Hooch.
Oh, you're kidding.
Which was basically 2 hours of Tom Hanks wiping dog saliva. I mean, it's family-friendly entertainment, but let's face it, it's not going to go down on the AFI's top 100.
So what happened?
Henry Winkler was the director of that movie, but he got fired 13 days in because he and Tom Hanks didn't get along. How about that, huh? In a 1993 interview, Henry said, "Let's just say I got along better with Hooch than I did with Turner." Hooch, of course, is the dog. He talked about it last year on Watch What Happens. Like, you know, 30 years, that's a long time to hang on to a resentment, though.
Yeah.
But just the idea, you know, and we all know, I mean, the best thing on the internet yesterday was Hanks' reaction to Ricky Gervais, because it was like, "Are you talking to me?" Yeah. So he makes it again today as the news breaks that these two hate each other.
So I finally watched the whole Gervais, all his stuff. Wow.
Oh, it was great.
He just simply didn't care what he was. Yeah.
How was breakfast?
Breakfast was excellent.
It's good. As I pick it out of my teeth.
Those are farm eggs. And do you know that
the meatloaf,
there was more yolk in those eggs than white?
Yeah. No, no yolking, man. It was great. It was.
No yolking? Glad you enjoyed.
It was excellent. And the cheese.
I was going to bring that up because, you know, you did this. Didn't you do this on Monday? Didn't we have meatloaf and eggs on Monday?
Did we?
We did, didn't we? Or was that on Friday?
That was last week.
When was it? Was it last week?
That was last week, yes.
God, it feels recent. But those were different Friday than what was today. I like today's better than I did Friday's, and I don't know why. Maybe it was the eggs you used.
Could be. Yesterday was just not the greatest day of my life, and so this morning I'm still kind of processing. So you're lucky you didn't get a bowl of gruel.
Well, I'd have eaten it with pride.
You know, gruel from anyone else.
Right, exactly.
Substandard, but I'm sure your gruel.
You'd have put an egg on top of it.
It's wonderful.
I do a good. Someday we'll do that. We'll have like Neanderthal morning breakfast, and I'll do gruel and maybe some hardback.
Isn't gruel
cost, some mead
cost, but ten cost plus 10% at food?
It certainly is. Yeah. It's about halfway down the Beaver Aisle there, food outlet. You'll be able to find it. 6:20 is the time when you need service on your vehicle. If you've got that check engine light coming on, God, those are annoying. But you don't want to ignore it. Take it to Don Duncan. All three locations have state-of-the-art diagnostics, and they can quickly determine the source of the issue and get it fixed for you. By the way, they do accept, if you have your car insured through one of those service policies, they do accept those. They also offer true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires, and right now they got an overstock on Kelly and Goodyear, so you can get a below wholesale price on those. They always quote a price that includes installation, and most importantly, for your convenience. You know, that's one reason why people's cars break down, because they just haven't taken the time to get it, even basic regular maintenance. They make it so easy. Drop it off. They'll take you where you need to go and get you back with your car later. Just let them know what you need at all three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Quick check on traffic, then the timeline. We're into the second week of January already.
First month of the year.
Yeah.
What's next month?
You on drugs? No.
February. In Nicaragua.
Well, in Nicaragua. But I would be a liar if I said I wasn't tempted today, at least.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're starting with two accidents. If you are inbound on I-85 southbound from Shorter or Tallahassee, we have an accident right before Mount Meigs. Watch out for it. Another minor crash on I-65 southbound just past the Highway 31 exit above Prattville. Watch out for emergency vehicles at both. Around Montgomery, we're seeing some light congestion on the Atlanta Highway and at East Boulevard at I-85. Everywhere else, mostly light to moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 in the city is clear, and the interchange is a speed limit merge in any direction. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 479-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember 2 weeks ago when Christmas was on a Wednesday and you didn't have to work? Or a week ago when it was New Year's Day and again, you didn't have to work? Yeah, those were the days. Those were the days. Let's start fast forward Fridays.
At 6:26, with the timeline for the 8th of January, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
There are 358 days left in this leap year on National Bubble Bath Day. That's right, National Bubble Bath Day. And I'm talking about the kind of bubbles that you would...
Not homemade?
You know, not the homemade bubbles. Because every day is Bubble Bath Day. It's National Poetry at Work Day. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, I got nothing.
And it's Show and Tell Day at Work.
There once was a weatherman from Nantucket. That's all I got.
Show and tell day at work. All right. I don't know what that is either. Oh, stand by. The song of the day comes up right off the bat here this morning.
Okay.
2 weeks after the War of 1812 officially ended with the signing of the Treaty of Ghent, U.S. General Andrew Jackson arrives with the greatest American victory at the Battle of New Orleans. So the war is over, but it's the Battle of New Orleans. So speaking of the Battle of New Orleans, here is our song of the day. No stranger to this radio program, here's a cut from Johnny Horton's greatest hit album, number one song, Spring of 59, 2, 3, 4.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We'll do one more little thing.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
There you go. And if that song is in your head for the rest of the day, I am so sorry.
Right.
Did you find the British version of that?
Yeah, he did one for the Brits.
Yeah.
With their side of the story?
Yes.
That's from his treason album.
Yeah. Johnny Horton sings the treason. It's the treason for the season.
Oh, gosh. On this date in 1835, the U.S. national debt was completely paid off under Andrew Jackson, giving us a zero balance, only the first time in history. By the way, if you'd like to write a check for the current national debt, I don't have that figure, but it's...
Yeah.
In the
write zeros for a good while.
Let me know what it is. I have overdraft protection.
Until your hand cramps a bit, and then you're probably close.
On this date in 1877, Crazy Horse and his warriors outnumbered and low on ammunition, they surrendered. And it's a losing battle. U.S. Cavalry in Montana. 74 years ago today, in 1946, Elvis Presley received his first guitar on his 11th birthday. Happy birthday, Elvis. He would have turned 85 today. He was only 42 when he died. By the way, 10 years later, in 56, Elvis Presley's Don't Be Cruel and Hound Dog, two-sided number one, stays number one for a record 11 weeks.
But you had to go with Johnny Horton.
Yeah, right. 1814. I swear that'll be in my head all day long. I'm sorry.
You could have gone with an Elvis.
What do they call that? A worm? An earworm?
Earworm, yeah.
Yeah.
58 years ago in 62, 21-year-old Jack Nicklaus played his first professional golf tournament in Los Angeles. He came in 50th place. He won $33. On this date in 64, LBJ declares war on poverty. That was successful.
Yeah.
There is no poverty anymore.
No, wiped out.
66, Beatles started a six-week run on number one with the album Rubber Soul. Oh, this is the date 28 years ago today, in 1992, that George Bush the Elder vomited on the lap of the Japanese Prime Minister.
I remember that.
Embarrassing.
They satired that in one of the Hot Shot movies.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Lloyd Bridges is right. President. He goes over to Japan and his food is actually walking across his plate.
27 years ago in 93, the Elvis postage stamp, which was worth 29 cents at the time, was issued at Graceland. The U.S. Postal Service had a vote. Fans could choose the skinny Elvis or the fat Elvis, chubby, and the skinny Elvis won.
We gave away sheets of those as prizes.
Is that right?
100 stamps to a sheet. Yeah.
29 cents.
What are they worth now? About 50 cents?
I don't know.
I just meant whatever the price of a first-class stamp is.
That's what I was asking. What is a stamp cost today?
46 or 7?
I bought a book.
Let me see here.
Christmas. Well, a few
I'm
books.
Opening up the Google.
The Google.
Price, it went up and then they lowered it, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. 54 cents? Is it 54?
Price of... 46? Oh, come on, stop moving.
46.
I had to just restarted my computer, so it's doing a bunch of things here. We'll circle back.
Yeah, we'll circle back. 2002 on this date, Wendy's founder Dave Thomas died of liver cancer, age 70.
I knew Dave.
Did you?
Yep.
Was he a good guy?
Yeah, there was a restaurant in Boca Raton right on one of the waterways in that area. Really nice place. Mm-hmm. And I had a buddy named Chuck Zink, who was a kids' TV star, kind of like what you did here.
Yeah.
So I'd meet him there for lunch every once in a while. And he was, you know, Dave Thomas, even though he was well-known through Wendy's and stuff, he just kind of fit in. Hmm. A little bit on the cranky side, frankly.
And Wendy's thing was the fresh patty of meat.
Yep.
And Wendy was his daughter's name, I think, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Price of stamps, 55 cents.
Is that what it cost?
55 cents? Wow.
It went up last year from 50 to 55 cents. It stays at 55 cents this year. No increase expected this year.
I think I sent out 38 Christmas cards. So that's getting expensive.
Almost 20 bucks.
Yeah.
9 years ago in 2011... U.S. Congresswoman Gabby Gifford, a Democrat, was shot in the head while meeting with constituents at a Tucson supermarket. I think it was a Saturday morning, as I remember. Six people were killed, a dozen others wounded during the shooting. She survived. 4 years later, 4 years ago, I should say, in 2016, David Bowie releases his final album, Black Star, on his 69th birthday. He died of liver cancer 2 days later. So obviously, he probably knew what was going to happen. Birthdays. Solar Jolie Pitt, yes, that's Brad's and Angelina's daughter, is 15 today. She was born in Ethiopia. King Jong-un, 36, the beloved leader of North Dakota, loves cheese.
You better love him.
He loves cheese and Dennis Rodman. Bob Eubanks, our buddy, is 82 today. Newlywed Game, and a famous L.A. DJ. Every penny he had, he put into getting the Beatles to come to the Hollywood Bowl. Oh, I left out R. Kelly. Happy birthday, buddy. He's 53. Ugh. Yeah, what a song.
I got to get that line from A Wonderful Life where Mr. Potter says, Happy New Year to you.
In jail. In 1814, Shirley Bassey is 83, and she did
Goldfinger,
1964. And I mentioned David Bowie would have been 73 today. His real name, David Jones, but he changed it to avoid being confused with Davy Jones of the Monkees. Countdowns, 35 days till pitchers and catchers report. 2 days later is Valentine's. We're 60 days till the time change, and we come out of wretched darkness. 71 days till spring, and 352 days till Christmas. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. 634, our TV topic today is rude things people have done in your home.
Yeah, like stealing, drinking out of the milk carton. In front of you, just grabbing the milk carton and drinking out of it.
Somebody would actually take the milk carton out of your refrigerator.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
Hey, that could have been a she, too.
And your toilet clogged by unmentionables.
I stopped by Lewis Lawn yesterday because Ginny's my friend and she loves my key lime pies, so I made a couple of pies. And guess what I did?
What?
I managed to drop one.
Oh, no.
It slid off, but fortunately, it fell top down, so the pie stayed whole. It didn't get. It didn't touch the ground. Oh, it had a plastic lid on it. Oh, didn't look as nice as a key lime.
Right, I'm sure.
And then when I went to grab the other one, I put a dent in the plastic top and put two fingerprints in the middle of it. Yesterday was a day I worked very hard to forget for many reasons. But they have something new there. Can I play this? Will this go on the radio? They have a new line of products called the Ego.
Yeah.
They are electric mowers, blowers, and edgers. And you just charge them up and use them. And they're really terrific. And they're priced comparably to gasoline-powered mowers. Yeah. So if you're tired of these horrendous gas cans and all the grief that goes with them, you're ready for a new mower. You might want to check these out. They're in the new showroom at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. I'm about to post. They have a job opening. They need some help on the counter. And if you're interested, stop by 1135 Northeastern Bypass sometime today between 7 a.m. and 4 this afternoon and fill out an application. All I can say is this. They are terrific people. You will enjoy working for them. Our good friend Daphne's daughter, Hannah, works at Lewis Lawn.
Does she?
Yeah. So they're really terrific people. They got a great product line, Toro, Echo, X-Mark, and more at Lewis Lawn. 244-9191, open in 23 shopping minutes at 637.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Nice thing is we have quiet weather for a couple of days, so time to plan for, you know, severe weather on Saturday, and there's a lot of things you can do to plan. For today, sunshine warmer. After this freezing start, we're up to 64 this afternoon, down to 36 tonight, upper 60s tomorrow, dry. I think the clouds will be on the increase. Maybe some scattered showers Friday, not a big deal. Maybe a thunderstorm, low 70s. Then the big deal is Saturday. Mid-70s will be the fuel for the fire, and the action could start early. In West Alabama, the action could start, you know, maybe as early as 9 a.m., and then spread across the state during the morning hours, and then through the afternoon with the threat of, an enhanced severe weather risk. In other words, not level 1, not level 2, but at least level 3 out of 5. That's significant, with damaging wind gusts possible and tornadoes. Now's the time to plan, you know, where's your family going to be? What were you going to do on Saturday? How could that change? If you live in a manufactured home, where could you visit during a tornado watch to get to a more substantial structure? That kind of stuff. Right now, this morning, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies, Prattville 28. It's 27 in Selma and 30 at Danley Field. Now it's 6:39.
All right, TV time is next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, starting with a couple of accidents. I-85 southbound just before Mount Meigs. If you're headed into the city, there's an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. A minor crash on I-65 southbound just past the Highway 31 exit in Prattville. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic inbound into the city. No issues at the interchange downtown. More traffic now on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. And we are seeing a few more cars on the inbound 31s to Montgomery from Wetumpka, Prattville, and Troy. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Hey, World Acceptance can help you with finances, and they're located in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. Here's to remembering the words to every song from the 80s, but forgetting why you walked into the kitchen.
It's showtime.
All right, we are going to have your Foxley read in just a moment. We are waiting to hook up with our friends at Rising and CBS 8 and ABC 32. Check your local listings for time.
Yep.
Keep It Trashy coming up. Awkward moment for Ryan Seacrest.
I didn't see that.
And did not just the Astros, but the Red Sox cheat to win the World Series in 2017 and 18. This is
stealing
really
signs.
This could be.
Right Way with Rising.
What's the worst thing a guest has done while they've been staying with
you? Going to have some fun stories with this one. A recent discussion on Reddit had some doozies, like someone's uncle who tried to fix a computer and a dishwasher that weren't broken, and then he broke them in the process, and someone who took a bite out of every single apple in house.
And that's what we call a bad apple as far as house guests go. We want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good
every
morning.
Apple.
That's pretty low. I think there's a sociopathic behavior.
To make sure
they were
no snakes,
not poisonous,
worms. No worms.
Oh, yeah,
worms
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Snow White's apple, it should have been in his.
My suggestion to anybody is make sure that if you have prescription drugs that could be abused by somebody, lock them away, because people do go through medicine cabinets.
Well, you know.
I figured you probably heard our conversation during the break when I was going through my list of things. I was like, guests should just not do this.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan was like, well, remember, you go through people's medicine cabinets. And I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's not just Greg who knows that. You told all of Montgomery
that's
that.
Okay, guys. I'm being vulnerable, and I see that it's going to be used against
a medicine cabinet, that's like privacy.
Yeah, right? To protect yourself.
A refrigerator is not privacy.
I still feel like it's rude. Go ahead.
Most garden variety medicine cabinets, though, don't have a locking mechanism.
Right,
so
sure.
I suggested this in one of our other conversations. Put marbles in it. That way, if somebody opens it without authorization, you'll hear it.
Yeah, but if you forget. Oh, no.
Yeah.
But this one about drinking out of the milk carton in front of you, some guest.
I do that all the time at my house, but that's okay.
I live alone, you know.
Oh. So I'm a drinker.
I can do that.
Actually, I'm gonna take a rain check on that breakfast I haven't gotten yet.
He did it. He finally got you to stop talking about it.
Exactly. New year, new me. I'm curious, man.
And another disgusting thing on this list here: people who don't flush.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you not flush?
It's awful.
Why would you not flush?
I mean, when you're a guest at something, you should double check just to be sure.
Why would you ever not flush?
You should double flush when you're a guest at somebody else's house.
I don't care if you're a guest or not. Why would you not flush?
Weird.
I do have one semi-unusual contribution to this list.
Well,
you don't flush?
No, we're past.
I'm still stuck on that.
We're off the toilet now. We're off the toilet.
I just don't understand
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I had a.
At your age, I thought it'd be a challenge.
You didn't see the instant look on his face.
Oof. Man.
Ryan.
Hey,
you're going to be hosting the Golden Globes next year?
I had a gathering this past year. I do not keep alcohol in my house, but I don't mind if people bring their own because you're not really so. If being around alcohol makes you jittery, you're not really sober.
Yeah,
that's another conversation. What I didn't know is that somebody had brought moonshine.
Uh-oh.
And I guess I've never had that. I guess it's super powerful stuff because one of my guests got very, very ill. And then I thought, that's illegal. So what if Andy Griffith and Barney Fife show up with a hatchet to chop up my still? That was kind of a new experience.
All I know about moonshine is it's awful tasting. It's just terrible.
I didn't even see it. All I saw was the severe after effects it had on some people.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to see anybody's whiskers in my sink but my own. Sounds like a country song.
Oh, yeah.
Whiskers in my sink.
I started making a list too. On my list, maybe they're not as serious of an offense, but people that use your decorative hand towels.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a no-no.
Oh yeah.
Don't hang them up.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's your own fault.
You
use.
Listen, if you're like, what about the towels makes you think these are so pretty? Let me wipe my hands off.
Yeah, that's not for you.
That's why I keep
towels that I've provided.
That's right. Why I keep a ShamWow in my bathroom.
The luxury of having all these fancy towels that have no purpose.
They're not that fancy. They just are not for your.
That's they're
hand
exactly.
Towels, yes, but not I know that you understand what I'm saying.
I do, yes.
Moms everywhere, they're like,
this is going to get me started with
my mom was very adamant
stuff,
about
the decorative pillows,
yes!
All that stuff.
Hang a festive ShamWow. People
that's
can keep reusing.
And don't lay your head on
that pillow. that's decorations.
Thank you.
Okay, well.
We have solved society today.
Lucky that time is wrapping up because I started preparing a list.
Jalea feels a lot better now.
Glad to get that off my chest. Yes.
We will talk to you guys
tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you.
See you
guys.
If you want to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, check in with them Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, at least they didn't say why you'd want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
That was a great line.
that was actually a fun shot.
But I think Ryan would be perfect to take the...
I didn't get a name. He was concerned about Sunday's weather. I know Rich is talking about Saturday.
Sunday's fine.
Well, let's take the call.
But I believe Sunday's weather... Hey, who is this? I don't remember your name.
Dave.
That's right.
Baltimore County is fine. We're only going down to... It's the exit where the Denny's is, I believe. It's not that far, but, you know, I mean, I'm...
On Sunday?
When you have... Do what now?
On Sunday you're going? Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So Sunday's fine. We're done. In fact, the severe weather threat ends Saturday evening early. Now there's a risk of some rain later on Sunday and maybe Sunday evening, but the severe weather threat will be gone.
Okay, still be raining on Sunday?
Well, I think most of the day is dry, but that front that goes through here will start backing up on us as we get towards Sunday evening, Sunday night.
But nothing that's nothing bad.
Nothing severe.
Nothing bad.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
All right,
y'all
sure.
Have a blessed day.
Right, I'll be out. You have a blessed day as well. 6:47. We'll be back with the Cheap and Trashy next.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. No one's reported hurt in missile strikes on bases in Iraq launched from Iran, revenge for a U.S. drone strike that killed the top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani last week.
Iran's foreign minister said those two Iraqi bases were chosen because that's where U.S. Special Operations Forces were based, who carried out the strike against Soleimani. President Trump tweeted overnight, quote, all is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. And the president is expected to make a statement later on this morning.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. In Iran's capital, Tehran, 176 people are reported killed in a Ukrainian passenger plane crash hours after those missile strikes.
Iran very quick to say it was a technical failure. They said, sadly, there were no survivors, but whether that is just a tragic accident, we don't know, but certainly that is what they are saying at the moment.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. America's listening to Fox News.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Burn for Senate.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's the 77th annual Dress Up and Play Pretend Awards, where we award all those people you spent way too much money to see dress up and play pretend. And it's all hosted by a comedian who also dresses up and plays pretend sometimes when he's not on tour. And we'll be giving out all of the classic awards like Best Pretender and Best Pretender Who Pretended But Not As Much As The Other Pretender. And of course, for our friends in other countries, countries, there's the award for best pretending in a totally different language. And who could forget the Lifetime Achievement Award named for a dead guy whose movies you never saw, awarded to a has-been still playing make-believe even though they're in their 70s. It's the Dress Up and Play Pretend Awards, honoring all the people in those pretend things you almost saw, but instead watch people play with pretend lightsabers again for the 10th time.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Stand by for all the latest cheap and trashy news, including this late-breaking story. Guess who's rocking a mullet?
Rocking a mullet?
Rocking a mullet.
Let me see. I don't know. Who's rocking a mullet now?
The daughter of the man who basically invented it, Mr. Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, Miley is in Mulletville.
I look like my dad. My new haircut is bad. Short on top and in the back is long. It's easy to maintain. I kept the longer bangs, and now I look exactly how I want. I'll give a concert looking like Joe Dirt. People making fun on Instagram. I know it's been a while since this has been a style. I look like I'm an 80s hockey fan. New do on my head, my mullet head. People say that it is white trash. I don't care what they said, I love my mullet head. I look just like my redneck dad.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Well, sir, you could say that about almost anything in this particular segment, but there's a reason why people buy the Inquirer.
That's gonna look unusual.
I have only seen glimpses of the show The Masked Singer, but guess what's coming next? The Masked Dancer.
Oh, boy.
I guess
you can play that other clip. You can play that clip you just played again.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Cares. Well, the reason that Ellen has been fiddling around with this, I guess she's going to produce it, but The Masked Singer, for what passes as primetime entertainment these days, has actually done okay in the
ratings. It's done pretty good. I know. I don't understand. I've never watched it, so I guess there's some kind of a...
Who runs it? You know?
It's on Fox? Yeah, it's Fox that runs it, but I don't know who. Like, I don't know the production company or anything.
No, that's all. I just wanted to know that.
And the whole idea is it's a famous singer, but they have a mask on.
It's not necessarily a famous singer. It's just some sort of celebrity.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I am typing in something on...
Because they had somebody from the video game world who is not a singer at all. Oh. And not and somebody else I wouldn't consider a celebrity by any means either.
I guess what song set a record by going 13 times platinum? Despacito.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. That was big back in...
Look at this. 6,592,000,000 YouTube views.
When was that posted?
Oh, no wonder. Well, that walk on the beach there was no...
Who is this person? Do we know?
Louis Fonzi. No relation to... And Daddy Yankee. 13 times platinum, that means 26 million sales or downloads.
Wow.
Fonzi!
What's the published date on there?
January 12th, 2017.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Been around a while. It's been around a while.
It's been around a while. I thought you had. Wow. You absolutely white, Jay.
Look at the subtitles there in...
Is that Korean?
Japan.
So does Fonzi jump the shark later in this video?
Good one. Good one. It was number one for 16 weeks on the Hot 100 back in 2017. Rob Lowe is getting help with his sobriety from Steven Tyler. Let's see. Shaq stopped to help a woman who fainted in New York City. This is really weak. Mercedes, did you see the the car that they've created based on the Avatar movies?
No.
I'll Google that. We'll pull it up and take a look at it a little bit later. It's interesting. Very futuristic. Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick, not his date, but the band, will be touring this summer. And then now to cheap and trashy sports. Any day now, Major League Baseball will announce the punishment they're going to hand out for the 2017 Astros, who were had an illegal sign-stealing system. The Red Sox have been previously warned about using any electronics in stealing signs. Well, the advantage is that if the hitter knows what pitch is coming, he's got a better chance to get some wood on it. And so the Red Sox were warned in no uncertain terms not to do it. However, 2018, the year they won the World Series,
yeah, they did it.
They were using their video replay room to figure out signs. And if that's the case, you could see death penalty punishments, including the manager, because he was part of the 2017 Astros. So he could be looking at a lifetime ban. You don't know.
You know, they're talking about some wild stuff now about the pitcher alerting the catcher electronically now.
I have not heard that, although it's good for the catcher to know what to expect.
Yeah.
Who knows? And since we're talking sports, NBA star Andre Iguodala, he can't be that big of a star because I don't know who he is. He's won three NBA titles with the Golden State Warriors, making $17 million a season. But he says this, money is overrated. Life would be simpler in a one-bedroom apartment with a Prius and some golf clubs. He is making $17.1 million without even earning it. The Warriors traded him to the Memphis Grizzlies over the summer, but he has refused to report to the team. He's been sitting out all year. He wants to be traded to a better team. Good luck with that. And the XFL is going to have different rules than the NFL, especially with overtime. You know what they're going to do? The double forward pass.
Yeah.
Quarterback could hit a receiver, and if the receiver has an opportunity to hit somebody else down the field. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of changes. I mean, and if it works, it works. This is the second attempt, and we'll see how he does with it.
Well,
Vince McMahon, by the way, is behind this.
Hey, so it's legal in the it's legal now if you're doing it behind the line of scrimmage, correct? In other words, you can
go forward.
Another forward pass.
Yeah.
You can also do, what is it, lateral?
Lateral.
Lateral.
The laterals, exactly. So long as it doesn't go ahead of you.
You can lateral completely parallel or backwards.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I just think it would be kind of cool to see a quarterback hit a receiver and then the receiver hit somebody further. Mm-hmm. That could really open up the game. Could be fun. And our final note on games involving fun and prizes. Ken Jennings won the first game of the Jeopardy! Greatest of All Time event with James Holzhauer playfully taunting Brad Rutter. They will keep playing until one of them wins three games. And then we'll know who the all-time Jeopardy! Champ is.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Spoiler alert, I recorded it, so that's all right. Now I know who won.
Oh, you did?
That's okay. It's all right. It's
only just getting you back for the conundrum.
It's only Jeopardy!
Yeah.
Giving away the conundrum.
Big things going on at Adams Motorsports. Kawasaki Mule Pro Line side-by-sides are built to serve the people that celebrate hard work and a job well done. These are amazing machines to see in the showroom at Adams Motorsports. I mean, they look like they were made for the military. They're that rugged, but they've engineered real comfort into the cockpits, so they offer unparalleled durability for both work and play, and are backed by the Kawasaki Strong 3-year warranty. So for the pinnacle of capability and strength, look no further than the Kawasaki Mule Pro Line, trusted, tried, and true. And at Adams Motorsports, the manufacturers put their money behind their products so you can get the product of your choice